Nation of Podcation.
You are beautiful on the inside. You are innocence personified. And I will drag you down and sell you out. Run.
Everybody, I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And today we have an AEW Dynamite review. All right, kicking off this week's episode of AEW Dynamite, we had a tag team match, Jurassic Express versus the Lucha Bros.
And now they've got Jungle Boy hooked up the foot stomps. And now over the top goes Rey Fénix. Cover one, two. Oh,
how close was that? Penta can't believe it.
And this was a decent match here. If you like this kind of choreographed match here, you got to get that kind of mindset going into this type of match here. But the action was really good. Lots of high spots, lots of outside of the ring action. Luchasaurus looking like a monster among these little guys here. Shout out to Jungle Boy. He's a star in the making. Can't wait till he actually breaks out from his tag team. The Jurassic Express get the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Not peace in the valley here. Maybe Eddie Kingston can handle this.
Are we done? Are we done? Hey, hold them back. Hey, stop it. Both of you, are you kidding me? What is going on? Oh my God, I swear to God. Hey, Ja, stop. Stop! I'm here for you guys. We're here for you. Where's your little British friend? He's not here. I'm here. The Blade and Butcher are here. What are you doing? Where's your wife? I'm here. Stop it. I'm here. What happened at the Battle Royal? There was five of us. Come here. There were five of us. And you kick Blade in the face. What? Accident in my ass. Saturday
at All. Next up, we got Matt Hardy addressing the AEW fans about what happened at All Out.
And I know it frightened a lot of people. And over the last couple of days, the outpouring of love and support has truly been overwhelming, humbling, even mind-blowing. I can't believe how much love I've been shown. Thank you again. Thank you all. Thank you. And I'm very happy to stand here in front of you and tell you that after a myriad of tests, that I am expected to make a 100% full recovery. And I'm a lucky man because I have a beautiful family. If you can look right out here, you'll see my wife, Rebecca, with our newborn.
Next up, we had Orange Cassidy versus Angelico.
Returns Angelico into the ring, heads up top.
Well, up top quickly. Not wasting any time as Orange.
Diving cross body. Hits the ropes. Coming back. Shoots through, and now the swinging DDT. Wow.
And the nip up by Orange Cassidy, who's in control here, not only this crowd, but of his adversary here tonight on Dynamite.
I'll tell you, Jericho's lit a fire under him.
Both of these guys really scrawny, not really feeling it. I feel like I could go out there right now and beat both of them up. Not really feeling it, but these two did put on a nice little contest here. Back and forth action here. Orange Cassidy gets the win. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Santana and Ortiz.
With that rod and the man ball, too.
Just continue, just beating down Orange Cassidy.
These men work for Chris Jericho.
Just from behind, you want to hit us with whatever the hell this thing is? You want to destroy my best friend's mom's van? Fellas, this has got to end. This has got to end. Santana Ortiz, you want to fight out to the parking lot? How about next Dynamite? You just meet us in the damn parking lot.
Next up, we have Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford with a special surprise.
Best
Oh, my God. What? Would you look at that?
The crowd's going crazy.
The Beast from Bulgaria. Miro is the best man.
10 years in the same house, under the same glass ceiling, with an imaginary brass ring, where you can take that brass ring and shove it up your ass. That's right, my name is Miro, and elite recognizes elite. Elite recognizes the best. And Kip, I love you, man. And of course I'm gonna be your best man. But you picked me not because I'm a best man.
No.
But because I am the best man. You tune into my Twitch channel, you know I am the best gamer. You tune into right here, you see me devour people after person, every day, every night, whatever you tune in. My name is Miro, and I'm all elite.
The match, I'm sure you saw on the replay, Kenny Omega looked like he was going to hit you over the head with a table, and then he storms out past the Young Bucks to try to reconcile him. Couldn't do it. He was upset. So where do you guys go from here?
Me and Kenny have had a lot of problems, but we've had a lot of victories. And through every one of them, we've managed to still be, despite everything, the best tag team in the world.
Absolutely.
And now that we lost the tag titles, it's just a matter of climbing
Janela
back.
Being next up, we had Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss versus Le Champion Chris Jericho and Jake Hager.
Oh! Janela driven through the table by Jake Hager.
It's not a table.
Chris Jericho here looks like he's trying to give all the young talent the rub here. He's been trying to work with every young talent on the roster. He just put over Orange Cassidy. Now it looks like he's working on Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss next. Shout out to Chris Jericho for putting over the next generation of wrestlers.
Extremely well against a very disadvantageous matchup.
He certainly is, and now Sonny trying to posture Jericho out of the way.
Decent match here, back and forth action here. Sonny Kiss obviously is the star of the Joey Janela Sonny Kiss team, which isn't saying too much. Just not really too believable. Sonny Kiss's punches and kicks and things like that.
And authoritative.
That sure was. That knocked him up right on his ass.
Not many people have taken Hager down like that with a single shot.
Wow. Hager getting manhandled. Oh, Jericho!
Oh, for crying out loud.
Right in the eyes of Sonny.
But Jake Hager and Chris Jericho get the win here. And I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
2, 3.
Santana Ortiz thrown out of the battle royal. Sammy Guevara is at home injured. And my boots are still squishing and squelching. I smell like a rotten orange from being thrown in a vat of mimosa. But that's all in the past. Now is the future. It's a new leaf. It's a new page. And Hager and I, Jake and Jericho, we're going to build up our wins in the tag team division to impress the AEW suits and get a shot at the AEW Tag Team Championships.
Figure out who's to blame. This campaign was supposed to create change. It was supposed to give hope to the hopeless. It was supposed to make me a world champion. And you all blew it! You're all fired! This campaign is over! Get out!
What, sir?
Oh, now I'm sir. Was I sir when you cost me my world championship? Was I sir when you cost me the title that I named Pretty Platinum because it was practically already mine, but instead you decided to throw this ring about as efficiently as you can read a book, you illiterate oaf?
I see out of the corner of my eye on a backstage monitor, Lance Archer is the last man standing. Wins the battle royal and earns himself a title shot, so I say to myself, son of a bitch! This is just not getting any easier, is it? Well, it's not supposed to be. nothing worth doing is easy. Endeavoring to be world champion is not easy, and there are no shortcuts around here. We learned that on Saturday night. You can't talk your way into it. You can't campaign for it. You can't litigate for it. The only way to be AEW world champion is to crawl through a mile of crap and be ready to climb a mountain on the other side. That's why I am the number one man in this sport.
Fear the revelation. Saturday night, September 5th. Let me give you just a little bit of a review. The heat temperature was 117 degrees in this ring. These two men battled for 30 minutes. Hangman Page and Kenny Omega fought hard to keep their titles. But at the end of the night, that 31st minute, it was Dax and Cash. 1, 2, 3. And they became the best tag team in the world.
A toast to FTR and the dumbass dinosaur.
Oh, come on.
Please.
Jungle Boy trying to get the jump on FTR, but Luchasaurus.
He's got a double goozle right there. Just the big man.
Oh, they got out of it quickly, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Next up, we had Nyla Rose with Vicky Guerrero versus Tay Conti.
The Young Bucks have been fined $5,000 each for that senseless assault on Alex Marvez.
Well, look at this. We also understand that we got breaking news from Cody after the show.
But right now, look at this. Conti with the armbar on Nyla Rose. Nyla could be.
Conti can win it right here.
There you see breaking news from Cody after the show.
But breaking news, Ty Conti might be winning right here against Nyla Rose. But Nyla, able to use.
So basically, this was a glorified squash match here. Shout out to Nyla Rose. She gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars.
The native beast, Nyla Rose.
Tony, that breaking news coming up a little bit later in the show. We've heard nothing from Cody.
Excuse me!
My glasses just broke. Holy moly.
Excuse me! The Vicious Vixens are here to make a statement! We are not going anywhere!
How have you processed psychologically and emotionally what went down Saturday night?
I mean, I was a champion and now I'm not a champion. What do you expect me to do? Just crawl out in a corner and cry myself to sleep? These things happen when you're a professional, when you've done this for 20 years, when you've done it at the highest level. You win belts, you lose belts. It's just a part of the game.
It seemed like at times you guys were not even being close to the same page.
Yeah.
But when the bell rang, more often than not, you were rocking.
That's the thing. We had that chemistry. You know, there was something there that held us together, and there was that magic.
Next up, we had the TNT Championship match between champion Brody Lee and challenger Dustin Rhodes.
And again, we're supposed to air on Thursday, could be Wednesday.
So this was a decent match here. Shout out to Dustin Rhodes. He's still got plenty in the tank to give to the wrestling business, whether it be putting over young talent, whether it be in the back putting matches together. Shout out to Dustin Rhodes. Brody Lee is a force to be reckoned with in this TNT Championship match here. He is just looking like one of the best big men in the business today, which he is. Shout out to Brody Lee. He's got the Dark Order with him. Unstoppable force.
Use that momentum against Brody Lee to hit him with that big lariat.
It is anybody's ball game here for the TNT title. One fall or TV time remaining, and we know that we're starting to run a little bit short on television time.
And that is to Mr. Brody's advantage. As he went for that big boss man slam. Instead, thrust kick. A second one.
That caught him.
And the
back and forth action here. Hard hitting action from these two big guys. Shout out to Brody Lee. He gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Here to celebrate Mr. Brody Lee's win.
He's still upset with Cabana about what happened at All Out. He doesn't want him in the ring with him.
Bottom line here is that Brody Lee came to fight, as did his challenger, Dustin. And Dustin Rhodes put up one hell of a fight against a bigger, stronger man.
This episode of AEW Dynamite, I'm going to give it 2.5 stars. I like the TNT Championship match. Once again, I like what Dustin Rhodes does. I like what Brody Lee does. I like the Dark Order being with Brody Lee. The Dark Order without Brody Lee, I'm not really digging. But with Brody Lee, I can get behind that. Really interested to see what Jon Moxley and Lance Archer can do. I want to see what these two got in the ring. It's going to be a really good match, really hard-hitting match. I'm sure there's going to be blood, guts, everything spilt all over the arena floor when these two finally meet. Shout out to these two. I'm interested in the feud. It looks like FTR is going to have to go through Jurassic Express next. They look like they're going to be next up to get the AEW World Tag Team Championship match. Shout out to Miro, aka formerly known as Rusev. He makes his AEW Dynamite debut here tonight as being the best man. I can't wait to see what he can do in the ring without the WWE. He said forget that brass ring. They can take that brass ring and stick it straight up their ass. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe. The Nation of Podcation Podcast on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. Wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. Wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.